Today's daf is Pesachim daf Pei Ches. Pesachim Pei Ches, as we continue in the eighth perek of Maseches Pesachim Perek HaIsha, and we are on Pei Zayin Amabez as we finish up a little section of Agadata that we have here at the beginning of the eighth perek. How did we get into this whole thing? This whole discussion was based on the first Mishnah, where we had a question when a woman or an Eved had two Karbanos Pesach shechted on their behalf. So which one is the one that they are designated for? Are they designated for the husband, for the father? And we went into the comparison between our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the husband as a father, as a husband. Either way, that's many descriptions in the Navi and in our Tfilos, and specifically in Shir HaShirim, describe the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. And I forgot to mention, there are some poskim related to this Gemara. As we know, the many psukim in Shir HaShirim describe the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. There are those that say, again, not all, some people do, but there are some poskim that say that those psukim should not be used to describe the love between a chassid and a kala, and a man and a woman, because it's specifically for the love between a HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. And let's say on invitations and on other related paraphernalia, you know, some say, you know, maybe it's not best to use Pesukim Pepshir Ashir, because specifically it's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. Many people don't. Many people, you get invitations and the dafka have sukkim related to, from Shir HaShirim. But there is a kapeda that some posts can have that obviously Shir HaShirim should not be taken literally. It's a love story between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael and Rashi. It's not in all Shir HaShirims, but Rashi has a special hakdama to Shir HaShirim. It's not printed in many of the, not all of the Gros Gadolos. We have a whole paragraph where he says, you have to understand the Pshat in order to then understand the Drash. You have to understand Pasha Pshat also of the love story, and then you'll understand the deeper messages of Shir HaShirim. But there's definitely a hidden messages of the love and the, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. There's even the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Halacha, I think it's in Reish Peches, that the is one allowed to cry on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to cry on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if it's oneg lecha, right, if you really have to get a good cry, and it's not like you're at a velus, oneg lecha, then you're allowed to cry. And the Taz, on that Ramah, the Ramah quotes that, the Taz says, this obviously is not talking about a regular cry. The only cry the Ramah must be talking about is a cry like what Rabbi Akiva used to read Shir HaShirim. He used to cry, because he used to understand this deep secrets of the Sefer. That's what the Ramah is talking about. But that's not really related to us. Ask the Lavush on the Taz, but not the Lavush. The Lavush is before the Taz. Ask the other Achronim on the after the Taz. I forgot the other Achronim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Pashas the Ramah would be quoting that Halacha Lamaisa if it was only about Rabbi Akiva and Shir HaShirim, because we're not on the level of Rabbi Akiva who cries when we read Shir HaShirim. So Pashas it means if somebody needs a good cry to feel good, so then they're allowed to, right? It's Onegulo, and therefore it would be okay. Either way, that's a little halachic discussion relating to the Pesukim and Shir HaShirim. Yesterday we had Hoshea and Mishle and the four Kinyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in the world and the reasons that we went into Galus. Okay, so now we start also with related issues about Am Yisrael going into Galus. Says the Gemara, now we're at the two dots on Pei Zayin Rebeis. Tani Rebbe Chiya. My dichsiv Elohim Haven Darka Vu Yades Bakoma, Hashem understood its spot. Vu Yades Bakoma, and who it's spot talking about the Torah, Yodeya Kadosh Baruch Hu as Yisrael, She'enem Yechol Lekabel Gzeiros Achzarios Edom. Hashem knew that we would not be able to handle the decrees of Edom. We wouldn't be able to survive. So to go to Edom right away for the first Galus wouldn't work. Lafira Higla Osaba Bavel. That's why we first went to Bavel. Vyamar Abalazar, Lo Higla, I'll stop there for a minute. But that's why we went to Bavel. Edom, as we know, was the final Gullus. Right? The four Gullius we have were Bavel and Paras and Yavan and Edom. So eventually we got to Edom, right, which is the one that we're still in now. So we got to Edom, but the Gemara must mean directly to Edom. Edom was the most vicious, even though Nebuchadnezzar wasn't a great tzaddik either, as the Pesukim describe. But at least HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that going to Edom straight would not be possible, and therefore he sent this to Bavel first. As we know, Torah flourished in Bavel for hundreds of years later on in history. V'yamar Abelazar, even though that was already after, already in Galus Edo, but we already had a little connection there. Kind of an opposite Chazal. Hashem sent this to Bavel because it is deep like the depth. What does that mean? Another word for Gehenim is the Sheol. So if we went to Sheol quickly, Hashem would take us out quickly because of the Pasuk. Miyad Sheol Efdeim, Mimaves Egaleim. Either way, the message from both of the Chazals are that HaKadosh, even in Galus, even when Hashem set us out, there was a Siyata Deshmaya. Rabbi Chanina Omer, Amar, Mibnei Shekarov Lashonam LaLashon Torah. Wow. You know why we went to Bavel? Because Hebrew and Aramaic are pretty similar. And therefore, so would it be so tough for us to go to a land, you know, if you go to a, move to a place where they talk a similar language so that it's not as bad as if you go and you can't even ask for, can't even say what time is it, can't even say, you know, you don't know anything, so it's much harder. So at least Aramaic and Hebrew, Lashon Torah, it is similar, and that is why we were sent there. Let's continue a little bit and then we'll talk about that for a moment. Right, Rashi says, Lo tishtakich Torah mehen maher. Torah would not be as forgotten because you still remember the language. And you still would talk that language quickly. You know what? Let's talk about that first now. The Ben Yoyada says on this pasuk, what do you mean? So Tishkakik Torah Maher. Says the Ben Yoyada, well, we know the Gemara tells us there's a chiyah for Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. Right, the Gemara says in Brachas, Kala Mashlim Parshiosev Matzibur Marichim Yama Vishnosav. It's a good time to start. Parshas Bereishis is coming up. Anybody out there wants to get on the wagon of Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum? Right, Arichas Yamim. Can't get a better promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ben Yoyada says, if we have that Chiyuv, that Mitzvah Derabanan, and we don't understand any Targum, it will be much harder. So if we understand the Targum, and we realize that it's really giving a pshat to the Torah, so that's part of maybe what's behind Rashi of Torah would be mishtakech less. Tikkun likos ha-parshal etzibur b'chol Shabbos im av Torah. Most poskim don't say that. Most poskim say av Torah, you don't have to do Shnai Bikur for, right? Or, you know, Shabbos chalavoi, right? You don't have to do Shnai Bikur for, you get a week off. But that's what you don't have to learn. But that's what it's in terms of the parsha. Kedesh lo d'chakech Torah b'yamonam v'zet teinachem ha-shomayam meivin advarim. Oz shomer asam bil vavo. Aval amein meivin ma'ahanyalei v'lezeh higlam l'bavel shakar v'lo shonam l'oshab Torah shagam ha-mona am meivinim divrei ha-Torah b'parsha v'leviyim v'oz lo yishkechem. Wonderful. There is a ha'ara to make, though, and that is, as we know, even after we went back from Galus Bavel, right, when Galus Bavel, really, it wasn't over, it turned into Paras, and then they gave Koresh and the kings of Persia, after the Purim story, gave Rishus to rebuild, we still kept some Babylonian ideas, which is interesting. The Gemara here talks about we went there as a Zchus, but on the way back, as we know, we kept the Persian names of the months. The Ramban points out in Parshas Bo, HaChodesh Elochem, but we still call them Nisan, Yersiv, and Tammuz. Those are the Babylonian months. Why are we still calling them? Right? The Torah doesn't have that. The Torah has Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Chodesh Rishon, Chodesh Sheni, Chodesh Lishi. Right? So why do we use the Persian months? Right? And why others later on? That's the Ramban Sa'ara in Parshas Bo in Perikid Beis. Yesh Lo Tamua. Madua be'emes azvu lashon atar v'naktu lashon paras. Sorry, let's read the Ramban first. V'amru shemos hachadashim alu imanu mibavel ki b'tchil lo hayu ahem shemos etzfleinu aval kasher alinu mibavel chazarnu likro hachadashim shenikro be'eretz bavel lahazkir ki sham amadnu u'misham ha'alenu Hashem yizbarach ki eila shemos nisad ir v'zulasam shemos parsiyim or Persian names lo yimatzi rak v'sifrei nevi'ei bavel u'b'gilas Esther ad kal l'shodo. So ask the Ramban, so fine, we went to Bavel and the Persia we ended up, you know, for as a schus, but why when we came back did we keep those names? So that's the Ramban to remind us of the schus and remind us of our history. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, though, even adds in Parshas Bo, we mentioned this in the Parshas year 5 years ago, and that is, he says, besides that, when they came back to Eretz Yisrael, a lot of them kept speaking Aramis. And as we know later on in history, Talmud Bavli was written in Aramis. And not only that, Talmud Yerushalmi was written in Aramaic. Why was the Talmud Yerushalmi written in Aramaic? Right? Why'd they keep the months of Persia or Babylonia? Ask Rabbi Yaakov, among other questions. So he says, "Venira bazet." Based on the Gemara Maseches Yuma, the Gemara tells us that we know there were five things that were different between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. There were five things in Bayis Sheni that did not exist. Right, the Eish and Urim V'Tumim and Shechina, right, Kruvim, a couple of major items. Those are major items. The Gemara even tells us there that the Zakenim at the Chanukas Abayis for Bayis Sheni, everybody was celebrating and they were crying. They were crying. You call this a Beis HaMikdash. You think this is something we remember, right? What was? This isn't a Beis HaMikdash. So that's what the Gemara says. Says Rav Yaakov, Am Yisrael, deep down, knew that this wasn't a real Beis HaMikdash, in quotes. There was supposed to be, how many Batei Mikdash? Bayis Rishon and Bayis Shlishi. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu foresaw, says Rav Yaakov, that we weren't going to be able to make it. We wouldn't be able to go from Bayis Rishon, go into Galus, and stay there all the way to the end. We would just lose ourselves. We would lose our entire identity. We needed a stopgap measure to give us a little chizuk before we went into the long, hard Galus of Galus Edom, which we're in now. We needed something to save us a little bit, to keep us strong in our identity. And that's why we needed the Bayis Sheni, even though it wasn't going to be eternal. And they knew that. Daitam haisa ki binyan abayis betkufa zos lo noat elo lo hachina sa'am letkufa sa'galus ha'arucha. Al pishura sa'din hayoheb tzrichim lishar b'bavel od zman rav. El sharasa ashgacha shekvar la'achar. After 70 years of galus bavel, kvar nitpa v'des arev, all the intermarriage, as we know the stories from Ezra and Nehemiah, they were all intermarried at that time. That was after 70 years. Ubarak ha'shemesh im yis'akvu b'nei yisof. We would stay there. Meos ha'afeshanim. Forget it. Lachin Hashem had Rachmanis on us, took us out of Babylon and brought us back. Ba'ofan Zmani, La'eretz Yisrael, built us a Beis HaMikdash. U'ba'kol b'chdeish yeshuva v'yischazku v'yisodas emuna v'yu mechusanim likras tkufas ha'galas ha'mara. And to be madgish and mamchish this, there was no Aron, and there was, which was the makar of the Kedusha of the Bayis Rishon, even though they knew where it was. It was buried underneath. Yeshua Melech buried it. They had that Mesorah just like we have that Mesorah. Why don't they take it out? Why didn't they take out the Aron? The answer is because it was dictated, and they assumed not. They assumed that it was not meant to be. And that's why they kept calling the months Babylonian months, to remember that this was still Gullus, so to speak. Still Gullus. And that's why he even says that he goes through the order of the Nevi'im, of the Treyasar. He goes through it, Rabbi Yaakov. And in the footnote here, that's in the, not everybody quotes this footnote. In the footnote here, he says, he quotes the, Rabbi Yaakov's Chidushim HaPirkei Avos. He says, Rabbi Rabbeinu, She, Chelek Miyasiba Shechzir B'Hashem Yisparach, Az B'Shvil Sheyuchlu Lasov Al Aruch Torah Shal HaPeh, V'chulu. And then he continues, and he says, V'od Hosef Rabbeinu B'Kama His Damniyot. Shekach aleinu la'avin gam es hakamas medinas Yisrael b'yameinu. Shela achar hachurban hagodol v'alyeyush. After the Holocaust, after the Shoah, Am Yisrael was, forget it. Alapanim. How much? A third of our nation. Shenechaz bekar b'yesh sheris ha'pleta. We had yeyush. We needed some chizuk. We needed some light. We needed something positive. Sibe v'akadosh baruch hu es hakamas ha'medina kedi l'chazek es ha'zeyus ha'yehudis, to strengthen Jewish identity in the world. Rabbi Yaakov Kabadetsky takes a big man with big broad shoulders to make a comment like that. Am Yisrael, you know, we needed some connection for all the Jews in the world out there, and that's why Eretz Yisrael and Medinas Yisrael specifically, says Rabbi Yaakov Kabadetsky, was there to be able to be mechazek the Jewish people at the time. Okay, we continue. Ur Kasdan, but we're going to get back to that. We're going to get to that in a minute. Says the so let's continue. So says the Gemara. So that's why we went to Bavel first, because it was Karov Lashonam Lashon Torah. That was all on that line. Weiter. Reb Yochanan Amar, here's your line. Reb Sheshigron Lebe Siman. We were sent back to our roots. Sent back to the mother house. Mashallah Adam Shekaz Alishto Lehechem Mishalagwa Lebe Siman. Person gets banned at his wife. So where does the wife go? Goes back to her family, right? That's what's based Iman Avraham. Rashi says, May Ur Kastim Yatsa. We went back to Bavel because that was where he came from. Ur Kastim is a discussion in the Ramban in Sefer Bereishis. Was he really born in Ur Kastim? Maybe he was born in Haran and then he just went to Ur Kastim, and that's where the famous story happened, being thrown into the furnace. But either way, Ur Kastim was a place where Avraham Avinu at least was at a certain time in his life. V'hainu de Rebbe Alexandri. This is what Rebbe Alexandri said. Da'amar, shlosha chazu l'matasan. Three ideas went back to their roots. Eluhain, Kesef, not people, Yisrael, Kesef, Mitzrayim, V'ksav haluchos. The Jews, and the spoils we took out of Egypt, and the letters on the luchos. All of those went back to their original place. Yisrael Hadamram, we just said that. The Jews went back to Bavel after Avram Avinu came was started for the Ur Kasdim. Kesef Yisrael, as we know, the Biza that we took at Kriyas Yamsuf, Tichsiv, Ayhi Bashana HaChabishis, Lamelech Rechavam, Allah, Sheshach, Melech Mitzrayim, Ali, Rushalai, Vechulu, and he took back a lot of the spoils. So he went back to Mitzrayim. What goes around, comes around, and goes back. And Ksav Aluchos, Tichsiv, Va'ashav, Reble, Nechem, I, Moshe Rabbeinu, again describing, we didn't give Dvarim a review of Jewish history, and I broke them, Le'enechem, in front of your eyes, Tana, Luchos, Nishbru, Va'osios, Parachos. Only the Luchos broke, but the letters went up, right? Like the story of Rabbi Charida ben Tradion in Mesachas Avodah Zarah of one of the Harutzar Ruge Malchus, where the Osios, the letters were going up. The Marsha here says, though, but this is even more miraculous than that story, because at least there was a Sefer Torah, and there was ink on the cloth, so the letters went up. Here, as we know, the Luchos, there was no ink. It was engraved. So what kind of letters went up? There were no letters. Well, no, it was all engraved in, right? The Gemara says, Mem v'samach shebeluchos b'neiso ya'obdin. Right? The Mem and the Mem sofis and the Sabach, it was hanging in midair. Because there were no letters, it was just engraved through and through. So what flew up? So the Marsha says, I don't know, neis b'tok neis. Right? Whatever letters were, the symbol of the letters, it also went up. Okay. Ula Amar. Final suggestion. Why we go to Bavel? First, kedei sheyochlu tamarim. The Asker b'Torah. The delicious dates of Bavel. And they were able to be Osik in Torah because they had a lot. Maybe Yericho is like on the way to Bavel a little bit. Yericho is called Ira Tvarim in this week's Parsha, right, in Zos HaBracha. So there's a connection there. In Eretz Yisrael, Yericho is the place, but I guess in Chutz La'aretz, Bavel is the place. So the Gemara says, Ula ikla lepupadisa. Ula went to Pupadisa. Krivale tirina de tamri. They brought him a basket of dates. Amar lehu. Tama, even though it was... Right, one of the Shivas Aminim, but I guess he was talking about, Bavel is also praised about dates. Kamakiani Bezusa, how many dates can I get with a Zuz? Amrule Tlas Bezusa, you could get three baskets with a Zuz. Amar Male Tzina de Duvsha Bezusa, Ubavlai Loaski Baraisa, it's so cheap, you get so much honey, right? Date honey with a Zuz, and they're not Osek in Torah. Understand this. Parnas is so berevach, so much here. They're not osik b'torah. So the Gemara, that night, what does the Gemara say? V'layla tziyaruhu. That night he was in the bathroom all night. Right? He was in pain. Right? He couldn't handle the dates. Omar, maletzina, sama demosa, bezuzah de b'bavel. Got a basket of poison for Azuz. You get in Bavel. But Bavel asking about Raisa, and they're still osik b'torah. They're unbelievable. Right? Amazing. They eat all these dates, and they're still able to learn. Right, so he thought they were failures. Really, they were just the opposite. Period. The Amar Rabbi Lazar, famous Chazal. Maybe I'll mention one point, but again, you can write books about this Chazal. My dechsev v'halchu amim rabim v'amru l'chu v'nale el harashem el beis elokei Yaakov v'chulu. The nations will go. Yeshayo Anavi describes that the nations will go and all want to go to Eretz Yisrael and to the Beis HaMikdash. What does it say? Where are they going to go? Elokei Yaakov. Elokei Yaakov. Elokei Avraham Yitzchak. Only Yaakov, and not Avraham Yitzchak. But there were different Gemaras and different Chazals about the different Avos. Right? We quoted yesterday the Gemara in Shabbos Peites, where Yitzchak was the only one who could defend. So this Gemara said, no, Elokei Yaakov, the Bechir HaAvos. Why is he the Bechir? Ela, Lo Ka'avram. They're going to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Lo Ka'avram, Shekasav Bohar. Not like Avraham, who called it a mountain. Shneamar Asher Yeomer Hayom, but Yomar Hayom Bahar Hashem Yiraet, right by the Akedah. Not like Avraham, who called it a mountain. Velo ki Yitzchak Shekasa Bo Sadeh. Not like Yitzchak, who called it a field. Shneamar Vayitzi Yitzchak Lasuach Basadeh. Already went in at the end of Chayesara. He was davening. Ela ki Yaakov Shekaro Bias. Shneamar Vayikra Hashem Amakom Ahu Beitel. Right, period. That is the Chazal. So what is the message of Avram calling it a mountain, Yitzchak a field, Yaakov a house. So just two points, and the rest will be for homework. Right? One is the Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi writes in Parashat Vayetze, Har v'sade eino makom l'dira kvua. A mountain and a field, it's not, you can't reside there permanently. Right? Unless you're a nomad, but you can't reside there permanently. V'zeo Avraham. Why? Avraham, sheyas v'menu Yishmael. V'yitzchak, sheyas v'menu Esa. Sh'adayin lo nishlemu habirurim. The birurim, we spoke about yesterday, the nitzotzos. Not everything was, there was no clarity in the world. You could say this on in a nigla way. Right? The basis of a nation did not exist yet. Lo haisa la shchina kedosha makom kavua lishvarsham. Aval b'Yaakov, shahaisa mitaso shlema. B'Yaakov, who had all his children, k'siv, v'yishtachu Yisrael arosha mitah, shahaisa la shchina diras keva etzlo, v'zeo Yaakov shekaru bayis. But Yaakov Avinu, who had children, Rosh Hamita, the Shechina, was created at Diras Keva, and therefore he called it a bias. A bias is more stability. A bias symbolizes we're here to stay. And that was Yaakov Avinu. What Yaakov symbolized, a bias, is more kavua than a har and a sada. We mentioned in the past one of the, once heard, also it's amazing that the if you look at the avos of the Torah, Avraham has parshas, what parshas? Right, Lech Lecha, Vayera, Even Chayesara, it's Avraham looking for a wife for Yitzchak. And Avraham bearing his wife. Yitzchak is not at his mother's Levaya. And he's not even, Yitzchak comes in at the end, he was davening and he brings Rivka in. That's it. And then starting with Toldos is Yaakov. Toldos, where's Yitzchak? Yitzchak has one parak in Bereishis, parak Chavav. That's it. And what does Yitzchak do? All we know about Yitzchak in the Torah Shebichsav, basically, is just the exact same things that Avraham did. He dug the wells, and he named them the same things. It's unbelievable. There's hardly anything where Yitzchak is the main, he's involved, but the brachos is really Yaakov and Esav. And the wife is really Avraham. Why don't we know so much about Yitzchak? Why? So, one of the, what's heard of Pshat, Rav Meidan, I think, said this from Yeshivas HaRatzion, that there's an article about this, where he says that Avraham Avinu was the revolutionary. He was the one that came up with the religion, the monotheism, and he was busy spreading it. The goal, the job, the avoda of Yitzchak was to give it time to take root. Not to change anything yet. Davka Ezeu Gibar HaKovish is Yisrael. That's Yitzchak. Right? He overcame his personal netios to do anything, and he was able to just give it strength, give it time to take root, and that's why Yitzchak Davka had to do everything that Avram did. He wanted to go down to Mitzrayim. Right? And Avram said, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, you're an old Tamima, you can't go down. He wanted to follow the exact same path. But that was Yitzchak's job. Only once Yaakov came along, then he could give it root, because now it's a bias. Now it's stable. Now it's there to stay. And now it's kavua. And that's this Gemara. Before, and it was a har, a sada. A sada, you take a house, but you have to like strengthen it in the foundations. And then comes along Yaakov Avinu, and he would be able to make it into a bias. Okay, that's one idea. The other idea, the Marsha here relates that the three avos are connected to the three batei mikdash. Three batei mikdash. That is, Avraham Avinu is connected to Bayis Rishon, which is called, he quotes Psukim, related to this, which is related to Sada, and related to Har. How he simin the Bayis Rishon, Shashchina is a Shomer's book, is Shomer Barosh Har. Right, and then he quotes, Al Hart Sion Sheshamein. The Oev HaBeis, who Yitzchak, Zachor Yisi Sada Haya, simin the Bayis Sheni. And he quotes again, Sion Let Sada Techaresh. Oh, if a shlishi or a platin, right? He quotes a mashal related to this also, but he quotes psukim relating to bayis shlishi. But that's the marsha related to the three batei mikdash. The other idea that a number of mafarshim say is that maybe Avraham Avinu symbolized a mountain. A mountain sticks up in the middle of nowhere. It sticks up like it's not like it doesn't look like everything else around it. That was Avraham Avinu. He was the one, the monotheist and the spread, starting something that nobody knew. Right, so that was a har, that was bolate. Yitzchak was a field because Hashem started to be everywhere, like a field. He was spread out like a field. And Yaakov Avinu was biased because all of a sudden, it's no longer a field, he started his own religion. And I just thought of this now, but related to this is the Meshachachma in Parshas Vayishlach. Then we'll continue. The Meshachachma, I didn't bring it. The Meshachachma says that, isn't it interesting that Avraham Avinu, what does Chazal say in Yuma? He did every mitzvah Rabbanan, even Eruv Tavshilin. While Yaakov, he did every mitzvah, he was Koveya Tchumin. Right, that's what the Medrash says, Vayichan Sham, right? When Yaakov came back after he fought with the Malach, right? He encamped. He encamped. He did tchumen. Why? What's the difference? Avraham Avinu's midah was chesed. Right? Chesed, going out, spreading Torah all over, and all the everything. That's Avram. Erev Tavshilin is based on what? Right, which in our B'nai Chutz La'aretz family are making three Erev Tavshilins this month, right? What's Erev Tavshilin? It's based on the principle of Hoel. Since guests might come, I'm allowed to cook more. It's all based on Chesed. It's based on, you know, people coming. That's Avram Avinu. That's Erev Tavshilin. Yaakov Avinu, by that time, there was already a nation. And Yaakov Avinu did just the opposite. The opposite direction, Kavat Chumen. Right, he went to Goshen. Right, he didn't. Once he had the shifte ka, now there's separation that's required. Right, no more spreading out. Yitzchak did what Avram did. He spread out like a field. Right, took the mountain and spread it out to everybody. The mountain is something new, and now you have the field that spreads it out all over. And Yaakov was the opposite. Now we're closing up. Now once we spread monotheism, but now the nation, there has to be one that's Or LaGoyim and became a bias, and that's Kavat Chumen. He made Chumen. That's Yaakov Avinu's mita, and that fits into this Gemara with Har. Sade and Bais. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gadol Kibbutz Galios, Kiyom Shenivir Boshmayim Va'aretz. Great is the day of Kibbutz Galios, as great as the day that Hashem created the world. Shneamar, V'nikmitzu B'nei Yehuda U'B'nei Yisrael Yachdav, V'samu Lahem Rosh Echad, V'alu Minaretz, Ki Gadol Yom Yisrael. Great is the day of Yisrael. Yisrael, we had, remember yesterday, we had Yisrael about those that were scattered, that were sown everywhere. So great is the day that we could come back from being scattered. Yom Yisrael. Right? Or Rashi says, different pshat, that Yisrael, the targum is Yom Kinisheho, the day of their gathering. Right? So it literally means that. V'ksiv, ayerei v'elka Yom Echad. And the same Echad is used in Bereishis, in Perek Aleph. And therefore, Vayevi Voker Yom Echad. What's the connection between Kibbutz Galios and Maaseh Bereishis? That's what one of the Achronim say. Many people ask, when's Mashiach coming? It's so arbitrary. When's it going to happen? It's so long. When's it eventually going to happen? You could ask the same thing on Maaseh Bereishis. Why did it happen that day? Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu decide to create the world at that exact moment? At that exact time in history? There was no time. You can't even say the words. Time in history. Why did Hashem decide to create the world when He wanted to? There's no answer to that question. Hashem knew exactly the moment that he wanted to create. That's Kibbutz Galios also. That's the connection. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wills it to be the perfect time for the world to be created, for Kibbutz Galios to happen, again, Be'ita Achishena, there are different times that could happen, but Hashem, we yearn for the time to happen soon. That's the message, maybe, of the connection between Kibbutz Galios and Maaseh Bereishis. Maaseh Bereishis is kind of like spreading out. Kibbutz Galios is kind of bringing in. It's kind of opposite. Maybe it's parallel. Okay. Vayter Adkan, our foray into Agadata at the beginning of this parak. Now we get back to Karban Pesach. Here we go. Yasam Sheshachtu Olav Abu Trapsin V'chulu. Remember the Mishnah said an orphan that had his agents shecht on his behalf, then he could eat whichever one. Whichever Apotropis says the Gemara, Shmas Mina Yesh Breira, same tikkun as yesterday. Should we assume this is proving the sugya of Yesh Breira, meaning at the time of the Apotropis did it, he did not know, and he decided later. So doesn't that mean Breira, a later event, which is clarified later, we can see the roots of it earlier. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Abzeira, Selabayis, Mikol Makom. Selabayis, what does that mean? Selabayis. Rashi Machlokas Rashi Tosis. Rashi says Salabayis means we don't even need any das of the katan. We don't need, it's not like Breira. No, the Apotropos decided at that time. So whichever one he ends up doing, but there was das at the time of the Shechita. Rashi says, Ish Baal Habayis Yikachenu L'choben Ebeso Ve'ein Tzarech Daitan. You don't need das. That's why there's no Breira here. It's going forward. Just whatever the Apotropos thought. Tosvos, this is a much discussed Tosvos by all the Achronim. Tosvos says in Dibur Maaskel Set. Tosvos says, no. The concept is Durabanon. The concept that this katan will be Nimne is Durabanon. Really, really, he could, meaning it's an Issa Durabanon for him to eat not in an appointed animal. Right? On a Daraisa level, he can do whatever he wants. It's only an Issa Durabanon. So this is good enough. On a Daraisa level, he doesn't need to be appointed. So whatever he decides later is good. It's only an Issa Durabanon for him to be in an unappointed animal. As Tosfos. Really? So, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, So when we, let's say the Katan had one thing in mind, or let's say we hold Ein Brera. Let's say we hold Ein Brera, he tells us. So we would be able to, lechanchilo, give this child from a Karban Pesach that he wasn't appointed for on a Drabanan level? On a Daraisa level, okay, fine. Daraisa level, you don't need, he doesn't need to be appointed. On a Drabanan level, he needs to be appointed. So, and if we put him in a group that he's not appointed to because of laws of Brera, aren't we violating it? It's a Drabanan. Astosis. V'im tomar, heich ma'achil pesach shelo limnuyav. Right, how can we be machil him, right, something that he is not appointed to? Nehi de katan fine, nechat de gorin ayad of Yavamas. If a katan's eating treif by himself, we might not be mitzuveh to separate him, but he will give it to him. Right, so how is that allowed? Tosfos has a key line, the question is only, what does it mean? V'yomeri, dehasam, over there, it's mamas treif. Yalfina milo sochlom velo aser eladumia de shrutzim in avelis. You can't feed a child something. Maybe even isn't there a bun on you can't feed a child. But here, it's just the mitzvah of chinuch. Aval ki agav radika chinuch mitzvah shari. What does that mean? The others say the mitzvah of chinuch is different. What? Everything's the mitzvah of chinuch. What Tosas is talking about. So all the Akronim try to figure out what exactly Tosas is talking about. Doesn't mean the mitzvah of chinuch is, like we discussed, maybe the mitzvah of chinuch is on the child. It's not on the father. And therefore, you know, it doesn't apply here. The question is here, but there's still a mitzvah of chinuch regarding selaveis avos, right? There's a mitzvah of chinuch regarding treifus also. It's very unclear. Tosfos is saying something to the effect that, you know, there's nothing b'cheftza problematic here. Nothing inherently, not a piece of treif. Okay, it's shalolim nuyav, right? You don't have that. But it's something less, and we wouldn't be against doing this for this child in this case. But this is the discussion of many. The Chashuv Yechemet has about 6 cases here in terms of violating Yisurei Durabanan with Tzorchei Tzibur when there's a child around. Right? There was a case. There was a case in Tafresh Mem Gimel. Tafresh Mem Gimel, 1883. Right? That the Chal Erev Pesach was on Shabbos. And because of the Torah and the Tirda, there was one big factory in Yerushalayim. They forgot to be Mafresh Chal from all the matzahs that it sold. And everybody has matzahs from this factory, and it's the first Erev Pesach, and it's already Shabbos, and what do you do? So they came to Kshinodav Hadavar, Tarnichos HaShabbos, Asala HaFashchala, they didn't know what to do. So they came to the Maral Diskin, Pshole Diskin, and he says, Laseis, give a one matzah to a katan that is 12 years old. 12 years old. Because if he's less than 12, then what he does is nothing. But if he's 12, he's called a Mufla Samach Leish, and his Nidarim are significant and accepted. So he should be mafresh chala al kala matzah shel akonim. Shalacha he should makatan mufla samach leish nidro neder v'yish tokef lafresh chala shelo. And even though it's usher for katan to be mechala Shabbos, efshar lahatir asmachti v'tosas psachim pechesam and aleph. Because after all, Tosas says if it's not mamish treifus you're giving him, if it's not a chetzah shel iser, and it's a tzarach gadol. That's the story. And then all the Achron in the past 100 years go, did he dafka mina katan? Maybe not. There are other suggestions that he could have done. If you look in the Gemara Shabbos, it says tevel es mukso, you can be metaltal it. Why didn't he ask a katan? All these different discussions that the Achronim have based on allowing a child to violate an isa drabanan letzorach rabim, where it's not mamish treif. It's not mamish something, but it's all based on this tosis. This tosis right here that celibes avos is not the rice, it's only the rabbanon, so not so bad. Either way, I'll leave it there, but there's a lot more about that tosis. Okay?
The das of the katan. So it's everything's on the apotropis.
The apotropis, but I'm saying, but that concept, maybe even the apotropis didn't have it in mind. Which one? But he could choose whichever one. They didn't shaft it at the same exact time. You could choose whichever one. So even if one apotropis went first, let's say, still doesn't matter. Shalom Nuyav would only be a problem on a drabanan level. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Se Labayis, Milamed, Sha'adam Mevi V'Shochet Al Yidei Beno Bito Aktanim, V'Yidei Ado V'Shef Chaso Akananim. Right, the Chiddush of this Gemara now is that a person could shecht on behalf of people who rely on him. So his young children, his servants, Kenaanim, Bein Midaitan, Bein Shalom Midaitan, even if they don't know about it. Avaleinu Shochet Al Yidei Beno Bito Agdolim, right, his older children, Vayidei Ado V'Shef Chaso HaIvrim, his fully Jewish ones. Rashi points out, even though a Shifcha Ama Ivriya has to be a Ketana, right? One of the ways she goes free is because she turns into a nara, right? So it's got to be talking about a ketana here. Rashi points that out. Even though she's a ketana, still kivan to ainu level chancha yichol limchos. Still, it's not my child, and therefore, if she would want to protest, she can. Vaydeyishto elam idaitan, or the wife, except if she gave das. Period. Tanya idach, another brisa. Mitosefta says, right, only with their das. Aval shochet hu aydei bino bitok tanim, vaydei avdo v'shifchaso ha'kananim, v'imidaitan beit shalom idaitan. Right, v'imidaitan or shalom idaitan. V'kulan sheshachtu v'shachat v'shachat rabban alehen, but all these people who the master shechted on their behalf, yotzin b'shal rabban, then yotzin b'shal atzman. B'di'evet, if they all, somebody shechted, they all work based rabban is mostly them. Chutz min ha'isha shechol limchos, except for the wife. Says the Gemara, I don't understand what this price means. Ma'ish b'na'isha, why is an isha different? We said anisha, there were a few people that were independent, not just anisha. Amor ha'isha v'chol adamila. You're right. Really, the isha and the gdolim and the ones that are not samach al shulchano, right? All of those are separate. Says the Gemara, hagufa kasha. I don't understand. Amar chutz min ha'isha sheyichola limchos. First, you say except for the wife because she can protest. Honey, I don't like your sheep. I wanted a goat, right? She could say that. You know, I didn't like this. So time of the machi. The reason the wife is not included is because she could protest. Halo machi. If she did not protest, nafka b'shal baila, then she could be yotze with the husbands. I v'aktani reisha v'lo aydei ishto elami daitan. Sounds like from the reisha, it's only if the wife expresses her acquiescence that she wants. Hastam alonafka. From the reisha, it sounds like she has to positively express. From the seifa, it sounds like as long as she doesn't protest. So which is it? So where it says, my ela midaitan. What does the reisha mean by midaitan? Lav da amri in. Not where she says yes. Ela bistama. No, it means as long as she doesn't protest. Lafuki hecha damer lo. Meaning, as long as she doesn't protest, it's good enough. As long as she doesn't say no. I v'kulam sheshachdu v'shachad rabban aleihen yotzin v'shel rabban dibistama. But the next line says, where they shechted, they're yotzin with a rav, dibistama. That's where they didn't say anything. V'ketanian, on that line, it said, chutz v'shel isha, v'bnei sheyichol limchos. It says on that line that an isha is excluded. So you see, stama is not good enough. Stama is good enough for everybody else, but not for an isha. Amar rava, no. Kivin sheshachtu, that's not emphasizing the stam, that's emphasizing the mecha. Kivin sheshachtu, if they shechted their own, ein lecha michi gadol mizeh, they don't have to say anything if they shechted themselves their own, because that's reflecting that they don't want to be involved in their violence. Again, so you have the chilek here between the older children, the younger children. Can't not mention it, you know, various times when this comes up, the Gemara says that when you have an older child that still lives at home, it could be that, and supported by the parents, it could be that they're considered ketanim. They're considered ketanim. And this was the story that the Vilna Gaon had, that one time he was going through a town, and he came to a this week's parsha, so we have to mention it. And he comes to a city, and somebody says, oh, I heard you're a great gadol. I have to show you something, because I have no idea what it means. This is from Isaiah, this Chumash. And on the side of the Chumash, it says, next to the story about the sun and the moon in Bereishis, right? Oh, Lady Bereishis, next Shabbos, it says, Gushanak. I have no idea what it means. What's Gushanak? No idea what that means. So then I go and says, Mefurish, I know what it means. Right? So he says, what does it mean? What's Gushanak? So the Gra says, it stands for Gadol V'Somech Al Shulchan Aviv Nikrakatan. Right, that's Gushanak. That's Rashi Tevis. What does that mean? If you have a gadol that still relies on his parents to live, he doesn't make his own parnasa, he's considered a katan. How do you know this from? The sun and the moon. The moon was called Amara Katan. And the sun is the Mar HaGadol, because the Mar is independent, and the moon gets light from the sun. That's the Mar HaKatan. That's why it's called Katan. And that's why it's Gushanak. That's what a gadol of a samach al shulchan avim nikra katan. And that's the bracha we give at a bris. Says Rav Soloveitchik that now is a katan gadol yeah, now he's a katan. He's relying on his parents. He should be independent. Gadol yeah. That's all related to the Gushanak story of the Gra. Now we know what it means because we heard the story. But if we would have gotten that chumash with Gushanak, you know, it's no chance. Okay. Says the Gemara. Evesh al shnei shutvim v'chulu. So now we're about to quote. Actually, not yet. First, the evet of two partners. So we say that evet is stuck. Right, an evet of two partners cannot do anything. He can't eat from anything. Rami le Rav Eina Sabal or Rav Nachman Tznan Evel Shoshnei Shutvin Vol Yochal Mishal Shneim. We have another brisa that says this eved can eat from anybody. Amar le Eina Saba. He's called him Eina Saba. That was his name. The Amri la Paske Ochma. Already called him you black pot. What is he, black pot? You see on the side, it talks about, it quotes Rashi and Brachas and elsewhere. It means that you're so busy learning, you don't take care of yourself. Meaning you're physical, your clothes are dirty, but it's a compliment. Mini uminach tistayim shmaitza. Between our discussion right here, between me and you, we're going to figure this out. The answer must be, masnisan b'takapti adati, where the two partners are makpid on each other. So then we say, he can't be yotzi with each other. Brisa d'lokapti adati. If they get along and they're not makpid on each other, then an eved of two partners, no problem. Period. But this case remains the problem. Right, if he's half and half, he can't eat from his master. So now the Mishnah's going to, the Gemara's going to quote the Mishnah we quoted yesterday already. Mishal Rabba, who delo yochal, avo mishal atzmo yochal. What, from his masters he cannot eat, but his own he can? Vatanya lo yochal, lo mishal, lo mishal Rabba. He can't even eat from his own. Right, so why does the Mishnah only say from his masters? So lo kasha, kan be Mishnah Rishona, kan ke Mishnah Achrona. Well, it depends. It's not, as the Mishnah says in Gittin, which we quoted yesterday, if you have this status, over this Rabo Yom Echad, this Atzmo Yom Echad, Divrei Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel says, that is a tenable situation, and you leave it. And that's the Mishnah Rishona, that he's half and half, and therefore he can't eat Karim Pesach. But Bishama Yomrim, Tikantem this Rabo, this Atzmo Lo Tikantem, fine, you fixed his master, gets to work, gets an evit every other day. That's asmaloti kantem. Lisa shivcha enu yachal shekvar chesia ben chorin. He can't marry a shivcha because he's half free. Lisa bas chorin enu yachal sheadayin chesia evit. So he's stuck. Yevatel follow nivra haolam elo pir yevarivya shenamar lo sober ala sheves yitzara. As we quoted yesterday, ela b'rei tikana olam kofenas rabo. The osa osa ben chorin. Bishamai says you force his master and you make him free. The kosif shtar al chatzi damav and you work out the remaining time that this eved has. And the Mishnah ends off, the Chazru Beis Hillel Haris Kedivrei Beis Shammai. So, at the end of the day, what's the Mishnah Achrona? That, ever you have to free him. So if he's freed, then he can eat the Karan Pesach. Right? And that's why, that's what the Brisa is referring to. Okay. Just two other Haris, which we did not mention yesterday. Number one was, Tosas and Mesechas Gittin there discusses that, isn't it interesting, we gotta free him because if he's I'm just reading it to you for a second. Tosfos there says, "V'im tomer afilu yachol lisa shifcha." He can't marry a shifcha. Even if he can marry a shifcha, it's not going to help him with puravu, is it? Right. The Vlad goes after the shifcha kananis. Right. So the Gemara says, "Oh, if he can marry a shifcha, it'll be good." It doesn't. What does he fulfill puravu? If a man is an Eved Ivri marrying a Shifcha Kananis, which he's allowed to, right? Is he allowed to do that? Tosfos has that discussion. How does he fill the mitzvah of Puravu anyway? But there's also two other important points here. And that is Tosfos here, the top Tosfos. This is a big discussion in the Rishonim here and there. Tosfos says, how do we force the master? Isn't it an Isser D'Oraisa to free an Eved? Isn't it an Isser D'Oraisa to free a... Right, what type of Eved? We're not talking about an Eved Ivri here. Right? We're talking about the Eved Kenani. V'amai, says Tosfos, stop Tosfos. V'im tomer, amai kofin. V'chi omer lo la'adam chatei b'shvil sheyizke chaveiro, the meshachar avda over basei. Right? If you free a slave. So Tosfos answers, the mitzvah rabba shiny. Depends on the mitzvah. It's like an asi doch alos asei. Even though it's an isid araisa lo'olam mem tavodu, it's a bitul asei, sil lo sobera, a great mitzvah, like the Gemara says in Brachas, that Rabbi Lazar was Meshachar Avdo, to make a minion, mitzvah rabba, to make a minion. You know, so when you have special mitzvahs, you know, then you're allowed to violate. That's the Pasha of the Gemara. It's amazing. So you're allowed to violate it, even though that over there, Pasha is a mitzvah derabanan of a minion. Right? Mitzvah rabba. Mitzvah rabba, mitzvah chibur, mitzvah derabim, that's the lashon here. But either way, that is one derech of the Rishonim to answer this question. How can you do it? Special mitzvahs, it is allowed. The other answer given by the Ritva and Erevin is that no. Maybe don't focus on the mitzvah. Focus on the isser. Maybe the isser of la'olam b'em tavodu is relative. The isser is only freeing for nothing. But freeing litzorech something, it's not that that's nitcheh. It's kind of like hutra. The Isser doesn't apply if you're not freeing for nothing. Venirali da ase de lolamem tavodu kil tuva. Da filo limiluye be asara sharile. Flo kpita Torah elish lo shachra betores nidava. De machzik lo tova. Avakosha osa lishum devar mitzvah shari. Va filo be eved vishifcha gemura. Kol shakein mishachetzi abedchor de lesala huese. That is the important ritva, quoted by other Chachmei Svarad. The Ran also quotes it in Erevin Lamed Beis. Okay, there are other answers given, again, but look in the Ritva there, look at Tosfos and Gittin, but we continue. Says the Gemara, Ha'omer la'av don't save a shochad alayas Pesach. Somebody says to their Evan, please go shech the Karan Pesach for me. Shochad gedi yochal, shochad tva yochal. So whichever one he does, a goat or a sheep. Shochad gedi vitle yochal menarishon. If he shechs both, a gedi and a tle, so two, so whichever one was first. That's the one the master eats from. Shachach ma'amar la'rabo. If his master told him one of the animals, a gdi or a tle, a goat or a sheep, but doesn't remember which one. Ketzad yaseh, what should he do? Yishchat tle v'gdi. V'yomar, do both. V'yomar, im gdi amar li rabi. If my master told me a gdi, gdi shalo v'tle shali. V'im tle amar li rabi, hatle shalo v'gdi shali. Okay, make it tonight. Shachach ma'rabo ma'amar lo. But if their master forgot what he told him also, so then you're stuck. Shneim yasal the base of sreifa, then they both have to be burned, because maybe I'm not nimne on this carbon. But at the time of the shechita and the zrika, Hashem knew which one I should eat. I just didn't know. Right? Rashi says, kami shmaya galya, and therefore patur milasos bezach sheni. I'm pater from doing bezach sheni, even though I didn't eat the carbon bezach, and I will not eat it, I'm still pater. Period. Pshita, says the Gemara, first case of the Mishnah. It's obvious. If he tells you to shech an animal, and you do, then it works. Shachag di yochal avagav derogal butzle. No, the chiddush is even if he always has sheep. He loves sheep, right? Even if you did a goat, it's okay. Shachag tzle yochal avagav derogal big di. And the opposite. Period. Shachag di vitzle yochal menarishon. Vatanya nimnim el shnei psachim ge'echad. What do you mean you can eat from the first one? But doesn't the Brisa say you can't have two psach, two carbon is pesach? Says the Gemara, masnisan b'melach u'malka. The Mishnah is talking about a king and a queen who they have everything in mind. They are so luxurious and so much on their plate. They have, you know, we'll take everything. How many of those? 10. You know, which one? Both. Right? They have an attitude. They have das for everything. And that's why they could have both. But Tanya, after all, the Brisa says, you see on the side it says, Bini Chusa. This is a proof. A nimna l'shei psachem ke'echad. Umaisa umelech umalka. Sh'amru lav dam su v'shachtu aleinu asa pesach. O'shech l'karan pesach for us. V'yatsu v'shachtu alein shnei psachem. Bo v'shalu asa melech. They came to the king. Amru lahem, I don't know, l'chu v'shalu asa malka. I have a wise wife. Go ask my wife. Bo v'shalu mina asa malka. Amru lahem, l'chu v'shalu asa Rabbi Gamliel. What are you asking me for? Go ask the Rebbe. Right, Bobish Allah Rabbi Gamliel, Amar Lahem, Malka Umelech, the Daitan Kala Alehen. Interesting usage of that phrase. Daitan Kalos Alehem, Rashi says, Ein Makpidin. They're not Makpid on things. You see, Daitan Kalos is not a negative here. Here it's being used about a Melech and a Malka. So when the Gemara says elsewhere, Nashim Daitan Kalos, it's not a negative. It just means a certain type of personality. It means they're much there. Daitan Kalos Alehem, Yochlam Narishon. So a king could eat. Anan Lo Nocha Lom Narishon Lom Nasheni. But we can't. Once we're talking about kings and queens, we quote another story. One time they found a lizard in the kitchen. A lizard in the kitchen. And it looked pretty dead. And they wanted to throw out the whole meal, right? Because a lizard is one of the Shmonish Ratzim, right? And it's treif, not only treif, it's tamei. Bo v'shalos ha-melech. Kikias the king. Amar lahem. V'chu v'shalos ha-malka. Go ask the wife. Right, this is being besaking the chait of Adam and Chava. Bo v'shalu as amalka. Amr lahem l'chu v'shalu shabbi gamliel. Bo v'shalu also. Amr lahem beisam mitvachayim roteach utzonein. Well, were you making a hot food or a cold food? Was it hot or cold? Amr l'raseach. It was hot. So we might have said, uh-oh. So amr lahem l'chu v'atilu alakosh utzonein. Throw a cup of cold water on that lizard. Al halchu v'atilu alakosh utzonein. They did. V'riach hashon. It started shaking around. He says, not dead. V'tiyah Rabbi Gamliel kalasu the kula. A sheretz is only metame and gives off taste if it's dead. And here it's not. So he said, no problem. Nimsa, melech tali b'malka. V'nimsa is malka tuli b'Rabbi Gamliel. Nimsa is kalasu the tuli b'Rabbi Gamliel. So ultimately, the rabbi was the one who determined that the food was not going to get thrown out. Okay. Shachach amar lo rabbo v'chulu. If he forgot what his Rebbe told him, so what does he do? He makes a condition. If my master told me this one, this is his, and this is mine. What do you mean, this is mine? He's an Eved. Sheli, Mashakon Eved Kanarabo. What are you talking about? Right? He can't eat that. He can't. Nothing is his. Amar Abaya holich etzel roeh harogel rabo etzlo. No, the point is, this eved has to eat Karban Pesach, and the master would want him to eat Karban Pesach, so you go to a shepherd, which he usually buys from, denicha lepetakata derabe, who would be interested in the master, you know, having things taken care of, umakni lechad minayu, amanash in the rabo rishisbo. So this shepherd would be makne, the one of the animals, to this servant, al das, that the master does not have any kinyan in it. That's what he would want to do. Okay, period. Shachach, Rabbi Masha, Amar lo, 2 more minutes. If the master also forgot, so now everybody's stuck. Because the master also forgot, and so nobody can eat anything. Amar Abaya, lo shanu, ela b'shesh shachach achar zrika. When do we say, so 2 days in the Gemara. So when do we say that they're patir from Pesach Sheni? If they forgot after zrika, to be idna de izrik dam, havichaz lo achil. Meaning, he knew about it, not just Hashem, even he knew about it at the time of Zrika. Aval shachach lefnei Zrika, but if he forgot before Zrika, d'chi Zrik dam lo havi chazil achila, where really it was not right to eat at the time of the Zrika, chayav en lasas Pesach sheini. Day number one of the Gemara, he has to know about Pesach, by Pesach Rishon, in order for it to work for him. Ikedemati la b'raisa, and some say not. Chamisha, some say this discussion was on the following b'raisa. Chamisha shenis arvu oros pischein zebazeh. 5 people whose hides of their Karban Pesach got mixed up. But if it's Yabelas Ba'achar Mehem, and they found a wart inside one of the hides, which was a treifa, which makes all the animal treif. And you don't know which Karban Pesach, now it's treif. Kula and Yotz on the base of treifa, Upatur Melasas Bezasheni. Similarly, they all have to be burned, because each one of them is a suffix treifa, you can't eat it, but no Pesach Sheni for anybody. Amar Abaya on that, Lo Shanu El Shanu Sarvu La'achar Zrika. This is only if they were, got mixed up after the Zrika, Dibi Idna, Di Izrik Dam, Mia, Havi Chazi La'achila. Abol Nisarvu, Lefnei Zrika, Chayav Alatsas Pesach Sheni. Same type of idea. The Armish is talking about a case where he forgot, and here we're talking about a case where it got mixed up. So, last line. Man, de Masdi, Amasdi, son, the one who says Abaya's limitation is on the Mishnah. Kol Shagen Abraisa. So, he would also say it for sure on the Braisa as well. He would also say that limitation. Man, de Masdi, Abraisa. No, but if one is in the Braisa, maybe he would not have the limitation on the Mishnah. Avala Masdi, son, no. Why? Maybe on the Mishnah, he does not have to know about it by Zrika. Even if he didn't know about it by Zrika, still, he would be part of Rambezach Sheni. Kivan, de Ksheiran Inu, de Itkar, Havi Chazil Achila. He can remember at any moment. It's not like it's mixed up and he's going to figure it out. Kamishmaya Galya. Hashem knows, and that would be good enough to make him putter from Pesach Sheni. Perry, there's a lot to talk about here on this last line with a number of achronim, but we'll stop here. And B'ez Hashem, we will continue B'ez Hashem in the coming days. Just remember got an email yesterday to somebody who's in Eretz Yisrael. We're still working on our building campaign in the post-Yom Kippur world. So all of our OU family, OU.Da family, who still wants to feel free? Still wants to join us in our mitzvah gedola of building a mikdash ma'at? Please go to nofeyashemesh.com, nofeyashemesh.org, and join the mitzvah of building a mikdash ma'at here in Eretz Yisrael.